I had never dreamt of going to Jerusalem. Oh, I knew it would be many days' walk. I was sure we would go along the Jordan Valley and then up some steep and treacherous paths towards Jerusalem itself. But do you know, by then I had already realized that as long as Jesus was with me, somehow I'd be safe. And I was safe. We did come to Jerusalem. Oh, but it did take many days' walk, away from those lush green lands of Cana and the Galilee. Oh, now we were in a very different place. It was a dry and arid land. When I looked at Jerusalem set high on the hill, the city walls were surrounded with palm trees, and all around were olive groves. Oh, it was such a different place. And then Jesus took us right into the city. I was expecting it would be thronging with people, for we had gone for the time of the Passover, and every good Jewish man should go to Jerusalem at the time of the Passover. And those narrow city streets, they were thronging with people. But Jesus led us on. He took us right to the temple itself. I never knew a building could be so big. The walls just seemed to go on and on forever. I had it in my head that it would be quiet and holy in the temple. But when Jesus walked inside, it was more like a marketplace. There were oxen and sheep and pigeons, and all around the outside of the courtyard, there were men sitting at tables, and they were changing money, pouring out money. Anyone who said Jesus was just a gentle lamb, they should have seen him that day, for he made a whip of cords, and he drove out the animals, and he overturned the tables of the money changers. Oh, you should have seen it. Later, much later, someone remembered that hundreds of years before it was written, "Zeal for your father's house shall consume me." It certainly did that day. But that wasn't the only thing that happened in Jerusalem. Many people came to hear Jesus speak. Most of them were ordinary folk like you and me, but not all, for one was a man named Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, he was a ruler of we Jews. No one expected a ruler of we Jews to come and speak to Jesus. Of course, we women would never have been near such a conversation. It just wouldn't have been the thing. But we soon heard about it, and we heard what Jesus said. For Nicodemus asked what Jesus meant when he said that a man or a woman must be born again, or born from above, in order to see the kingdom of God. And Jesus, he replied, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." Oh, there are many more things that Jesus said that night, and they are all recorded by John, so you can read them for yourselves in your own language. Not all of them are easy to understand to begin with. But one that I treasure is this, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. I think that means life as God originally intended. And what a promise is that. But I must go on, for I think it is time to share with you a very different conversation, and it happened in a very different place.